Welcome back to January's All In for Citrus podcast. I am talking to Lori Herner, who is a citrus agent and the UF IFAS Extension Director in Highlands County. So, Ms. Herner, to start off, tell us what you're seeing in the field in Highlands County right now.
The field is moving and growing. It's coming out of the winter season. We hope to not have any more cold weather. We've really gotten past that this year. We haven't had freezes or bad weather. Fruit's growing. We've been harvesting for a while. We started harvesting late this season, but we do see trucks up and down the road. The crop seems smaller in size, but it's a lot more in number than last year, and growers are just working hard to continue to grow their Valencia oranges at this point in time. And we see fruit on the trees. We think it's going to stay there. We need a little bit of rain in Highlands County, our area of the state. Things are drying out, but we're going to have some cooler weather this weekend that can only help the oranges get sweeter and make that conversion so that we can have a top-notch product at the end of the year. So growers are out there working hard. The early season fruit is pretty much over, and now they'll concentrate on their Valencias for the late season harvest.
Great. Sounds like the Highlands County growers are definitely staying busy. So what's going on in Extension? Any upcoming events or updates on projects you guys have been working on?
We're working on putting together later in the spring a citrus growers short course. That'll be a 2 or 3 night course where growers can come back and get a review on some basics. We're looking at the basics of fertilizer. We're looking at the basics of soils and soil types and what that does for different crops, and the correlation between the soils and the fertilizers and other things that we do to keep our tree health up. So we're excited about this short course. We haven't gotten the final agenda together and information out, but be looking for that in the next month or so. We'll bring people in from the university. We'll also have our local staff involved in presentations, and hopefully have a time where growers who have worked really hard and they've been concentrating extremely hard on greening and the greening issues can come back and get a little refresher on some of the basics of growing citrus, because after all, with the greening disease and the trees that are still alive and growing but have the disease, we really have to go back to basics sometimes and see what we might need to tweak in our production program to help that tree out so that we can be successful.
Yeah, I've heard from a lot of citrus agents in other counties that greening is still the biggest challenge they and their growers face as of yet. Would you echo those comments for your county as well?
Most definitely. Most definitely. We really do have to come to a point and a decision. Research is working hard, and we've put a lot of money into the research program, but at some point we do have to make the decision in the field at the grower production level and at the higher levels of the industry that we've got to learn to live with this disease because we're not going to eradicate it. So that's happened with other diseases in the past, and I think that's where growers are. They're having to make financial decisions about what to keep in their production program to keep them alive and well in the industry. And definitely we're needing to go back and look at everything we do and make sure we're supporting those trees that are damaged and will continue to be damaged and affected by the disease, and help them stay in a life cycle long enough to produce a product that can help us stay in business.
So if I'm not mistaken, your father is being inducted into the Citrus Hall of Fame. Is that correct?
Yeah, the program will be held in March. It was an honor and a surprise and a privilege for our entire family when he was notified that he'll be inducted into the Florida Citrus Hall of Fame.
Perfect. Well, congratulations to him and to your family. That's a huge honor. Well, that's all I had for you, but anything else that you would like to add for our grower listeners?
Well, you know, just to encourage everybody, Extension, the citrus agents, we don't have as many citrus agents as we used to, but we're a really tight team and we're working as hard as we can to bring education, research, and knowledge to the citrus growers of the state. And if there's things that the citrus growers or folks who work for them, if there's things that you need from us that you don't see or you haven't heard of, come to us. We want to be your connection. We want to be the ones that help you get what you need to stay in business. And certainly the University of Florida Extension agents that specialize in citrus, we're here for you. So let us know if there's other things you need, and we're here with you on the ride.
Great. Well, thank you for being on this month's program. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Anytime you need anything, Abby, give us a holler. We'll be glad to help any way we can.
Up next, we'll wrap up the January podcast with Dr. Cano from the University of Florida's Indian River Research and Education Center.